right there.
Oh, hey, look at that. There's like there's a graph that kind of goes up.
Normally, we just get a spike on the day or the day after we release an episode, and we've had kind of a sustained hump.
Sustained humps are always good.
Brown chicken, brown chicken. Welcome to Nerd Burger. It's a podcast with three guys and a dog and some long burgers. I'm Mike.
I'm Craig.
And here we are.
And we're already in the toilet following that spectacular two-hour extravaganza last week.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's no audience. There's not going to be any clapping.
Woohoo!
Well, not any real group of people in a room clapping. It'll be the sound clips and whatnot.
Yeah,
unless we pull some of their clapping, we
add those in post.
Yeah.
So yeah, how about that AndoCon there?
It worked out there, eh?
Yeah. Not too shabby.
We got people to show up. I was happy. That's good enough. I just figured as long as I got a half dozen people in there that I didn't know.
We met some folks and they
had some nice things to say about the show.
And they liked us on the Twitters and the Facebooks and sent us some emails. And
are we officially into the 20s of listeners?
Yeah,
I'd like to think so.
Well, if you let me go over here, there's a come on. Oh, okay, the mouse just fell asleep. Anyway, so. To be fair,
high-end equipment we have here.
I haven't changed the batteries in a while.
So. Oh. This is going to be a problem for other things you need to do with that computer later.
Connection lost.
Connection lost. Very good.
I bet the batteries are dead. I haven't been paying attention.
All right, we have a guest.
Well, hello, Larry. Hello, Larry. You talk to people.
Hello, Larry.
Hello, Larry.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Saving us from the dead zone of waiting for Mike's mouse to work work.
Yeah, we'll just pause and start over again. This isn't live or anything, right?
Yeah, but...
Thank God.
So, how's it going, Larry?
Totes awesome. How about you?
Totes. I'm going to punch you right in the throat.
I'm going to go get some batteries.
Okay.
I'm a little intimidated today, actually, I'll tell you. Man, well, after the super uber ultra episode last week at AndoCon, that was pretty awesome.
I'm going to mess with Mike.
While he's gone.
Is that the mute button?
Craig is muting.
Muting his mic.
Mike's microphone.
So when he comes back, let's see if he notices.
There
so
he
go
is.
Ahead. What was... Don't do that to me.
No, I just said, yeah, a little bit of intimidation after that, you know, that big awesome episode you guys had last week.
Are you feeling a little?
Yeah, and you have so many more new listeners, and this might be like the first one they listen to.
Oh, that's true. This is the follow up. We got them to check it out. Now we got to keep them.
Yeah.
Good luck, Larry.
I'm like under the gun here.
A little bit.
I don't know if I can handle this pressure.
I don't feel like you can from what you're saying.
I might have to do the whole episode with my T-Pain microphone. I don't know.
I don't know if that's such a good idea.
It's a great idea, Craig. I don't know what you're talking about.
Jeez.
I'm going to save you my soul.
No, we're not going to. Not going to do that. So, how have things gone since last we had you?
Pretty good.
On. I'm not going to start doing things in rhyming couplets, though.
Pretty good. You know, just working, doing things.
I finally visited your restaurant.
Oh, yes, you did.
Had a very nice time.
Good. I'm glad you did.
Got free stuff. I got treated as if I had a food blog.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Whereas I didn't. I was telling Mike when I got the burgers from Burger King, I told them, hey, I'm going to the Nürburgring food blog, but they didn't give me anything free.
Oh, sad.
Yeah, unfortunate.
They were unimpressed.
were very unimpressed by this.
Not terribly
well,
surprising.
Well, now I've got cards, though, so maybe that'll...
I can walk in there. See? See what I got here? Something that anybody can get off the internet. Ten bucks for 250. This is impressive, right?
Well, I brought you guys a present, but I mean, Mike's not even hooked up to his mic right now. I don't know.
He's dealing with stuff. So what do you have? Go ahead.
Okay, hold on.
Don't hurt yourself.
I brought you this.
You have to get a better chair for our guests. They've got that ugly straight
and
back.
I wrapped it.
He's trying to grab something. He's leaning back and hurting himself.
I wrapped it in this lovely brown CVS bag. Yeah. It's not from CVS. I actually originally got it from Mike, but after thinking about it, maybe it might be better suited to Craig.
Okay.
But maybe you guys can just fight over it.
Okay, fight.
All right. You got to use your hands now.
What the heck is this? Oh, good Lord. No.
Well, I heard Mike trying to make a point of order at one point in an episode. There you go.
No,
now you have your own little gavel. What is this? Amazon.
Gavels.com. We do.
It's nice, too. Point of order.
We're just pointing at something on the mixer. Go ahead, take a look.
How did that happen?
You left.
Oh, you muted me?
We messed with you.
Oh.
So would you like to actually say onto the mic, into the microphone?
We have a gavel.
Okay. Because he's sitting there the whole time and he keeps talking into the microphone while he's messing with his computer and he didn't put his headset on.
Nope.
So I figured you'd figure it out immediately. Sorry. You walked away.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, Mike.
Get your mouse working yet?
Are you angry?
No.
Okay. You just got
awfully, not you.
Awfully quiet there for a second.
Why,
I was
why
like,
is this not
did
working?
I hurt my
there it goes.
Feelings? Hey, look at that.
Battery level 29%. I don't know what the problem was. Okay.
So let's talk about something.
Well, wait. I was going to show you.
Oh, this. Okay. Here we go.
Yeah. Okay.
There's the Nerd Burger website.
Yeah. Going. Saw that. Okay.
Now we're going into the guts of the website, where we actually change the website.
So here's our activity overview.
Oh,
can you
numbers?
Can you see Andocon on the graph there?
Right there.
Oh, hey, look at that. There's like there's a graph that kind of goes up.
Normally, we just get a spike on the day or the day after.
Oh, wow.
We release an episode, and we've had kind of a sustained hump.
Sustained humps are always good.
Brown chicken, brown chicken. but no, I noticed this, and I don't know. What do we got there? Are you trying to do something?
Nothing, not anymore.
That's what she said.
But we got a sustained hump.
There you go.
But I hadn't noticed this.
Wow.
They have a little tab over here under the activity.
Actual subscribers.
Subscribers, and it's a chart of our RSS subscribers. Look at that number.
I can't see what it is because it's kind of a gray on white background.
131.
Whoa. That's an actual stat. I guess we can't make the joke about having 17 listeners anymore.
Well, maybe 117.
Wow. So, that's new.
Yeah. Well, this is the...
Is just RSS subscribers.
Subscribers is an estimate of the number I'm reading now of unique active subscribers you have for each RSS feed on your site.
Okay. That does not include people who use iTunes.
Correct.
Or Stitcher.
No.
Or just listen on the website. Just come and press
the
button.
No, I think this is iTunes and Stitcher. Because that uses the RSS feed.
That uses the RSS feed. Yeah. Okay.
But you were wondering, is there any way we can tell how many people are listening on iTunes and Stitcher?
I was wondering because I've gotten
this
questioned.
This is new, though. This didn't used to be there.
Well, it's good. This is good. This is useful because I've been asked by people, how many listeners do you have? And we're always like, no clue, because getting that kind of information in any sort of reliable way
requires
spending money on stuff, and we just don't care quite enough. But this is kind of cool. So we've got like 100
or so
listeners.
So now it's
been
added to something we're already spending.
Already spending money that we would be spending money on anyway.
Already spending couples and
several dollars
a month.
All right, so our 100 listeners.
Yeah, but the surprise thing is look here. We're actually down from a couple of weeks ago.
Well, I mean, it's some sort of estimated something.
Maybe it'll take a while to go up.
Who knows?
Yeah.
As long as it hovers around a triple-digit number,
that's fine.
Rock it.
Now I'm even more
nervous. Good with that.
Can we start selling advertising for real now? Burger King, Taco Bell.
You can sell Nerd Burger, Spread the Nerd t-shirts.
Yep.
Got to start doing all that stuff. We'll probably have to give James a cut on that because he's the one who coined the phrase.
Did he?
Yep.
Did
Which
he really?
Phrase?
Yes. We can conveniently Nerber? Lose that audio. Spread the nerd.
Okay.
All right.
Cool. So there's that.
I had no idea.
Oh, I just found that. Like yesterday.
Wandering through the guts of the website.
Mm-hmm.
And said, what's this?
Well, I was going through and dealing with, we had some comments.
Okay.
And stuff like that.
Cool. Well, thank you to our 80 new listeners for jumping on board in the last week or two. We appreciate it.
Our 8,210 new listeners. Yeah.
Whee!
We're sorry.
We're sorry. Yeah.
Thank you for listening. We're sorry.
And we're following up our two-hour extravaganza with talk about how many listeners we have.
Yes.
God.
Exciting time.
All right. Here we go.
Thank you for listening to the 10-minute pre-show.
What do you got, Mike?
Oh, I got lots of news.
Okay.
First of all, though, Larry,
mm-hmm.
you and I had talked about you're interested in watching Breaking Bad, right?
Yes.
But you haven't.
Have not.
Because no. you don't have Netflix.
Correct.
But I do have Netflix.
Correct.
And we toyed with the idea of maybe you coming, driving up here on a regular basis and I would watch it with you.
Uh-huh.
We might have some encouragement there.
Okay.
Uh-oh. 5x5 Studios, which is a podcast website. They've got like 39 podcasts now.
Mm-hmm.
The guy that runs it, Dan Benjamin.
It's like a podcast network.
It's like a podcast empire now. Yeah.
Okay, cool.
This is this guy worked in IT and hated his job. And so he quit and started a podcast empire out of nothing.
Cool.
And it's very impressive what he's done, but they've got,
does he make the kind of money I make? Because I wouldn't mind making that the switch if I could not have to deal with some of the tribulations of being an architect.
Oh,
but I want to keep
sure he makes way more than we do.
I want to keep seriously.
Yeah.
It's a podcast.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, why the hell am I still doing this?
Yeah. They have a studio in like an office
okay.
somewhere that he commutes to.
Gotcha.
And thousands of dollars worth of equipment.
Not dozens. Okay.
So maybe dozens of thousands of dollars.
Go ahead, 5x5.
So they're starting a new show. It hasn't started yet.
All right.
A new podcast. This will be, I guess, the 40th podcast, if nothing else pops up before then, called The TV Show Show.
Okay. That's fun.
Where they are going, I'm reading from their website now, watch at home and join us each week to talk about the next episode of your favorite TV show. We discuss the best shows, old and new, season by season, along with special guests in your call, blah, 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 blah. So they decide they're going to watch whatever.
Right.
An entire series or the gotcha. Season of something. And each week they watch another episode. And mm-hmm. so you watch it whenever you can and then tune in and listen to the podcast and hear them discuss it.
Okay.
Him and whoever
I do
is
that,
co-host
I do
or
that
guests
with,
are.
I did that with Breaking Bad. Right. I'm doing that with Walking Dead and with Game of Thrones.
Well, the reason
Agents
I found
of S.H.I.E.L.D.
I found out about this is he posted on Twitter an online poll. Mm-hmm. Vote, rank. They came up with 10 shows that they're thinking about doing for the first segment.
Gotcha.
And he said, go ahead and rank them in whatever order, and whichever one wins, that'll be the first one we do. Well, I think Breaking Bad is winning.
probably by a lot.
Yeah. And what was funny is he said Breaking Bad was current. Yeah, this is as of yesterday, and I haven't seen an update. But as of yesterday, Breaking Bad was in the lead with House of Cards and Sherlock tied for second. And I had voted Breaking Bad, House of Cards, Sherlock, and then whatever else.
Okay. Of course, Sherlock will be over in like 2 months.
Sherlock will be very fast because there's only 9 episodes.
I was going to say, it's going to be done in like no time. Because
seasons, 9 episodes.
What?
BBC.
Yeah.
Well, they're like an hour and a half long each.
Yeah, so each one's like a movie.
Crazy
yeah,
English.
It's like 9 movies. But there you go. So now we've got something encouraging us to watch Breaking Bad.
So basically, you're doubling my time that it's going to take me to watch Breaking Bad.
Right, because then you have to listen to a podcast.
And then listen to a podcast and then watch it. Okay.
Why don't we have a podcast network, Mike? We have 100+ listeners.
And 2 podcasts. Oh, speaking of which,
okay.
look out this Wednesday when you're listening to this, because mm-hmm. there will also be episode 2 of the food blog. Wherein Larry and I eat some Burger King.
Yep.
lamest vlog ever.
It's amazing. What are you talking about?
We'll get there. We'll get to the point where they're giving us free food. Hey, we're a restaurant.
King. Yeah. I mean, I could bring some
I mean,
stuff.
You're the manager.
Yeah. Yeah.
I can. Who else is going to give out free food? Anyway,
okay.
So there's that. So check out the TV show, and we'll let you know when that gets going and if they do Breaking Bad or not or whatever they do. So, but they're kind of one of our podcasting benefactors because they were one of the sources for information that we used for getting equipment and getting.
That's where we picked brains to figure out what we were doing.
And I believe we used their promo codes on our website.
Oh, did we?
To get 10% off.
Oh, wow.
Our first year. Yeah.
When Mike says we did that, he means he did that. Because...
Well, eventually it'll be we when you pay me again for this year.
Yeah.
Next year.
Well, I paid you recently.
For last year.
Anyway.
What do you got?
Facebook is trying to do a Snapchat because they couldn't buy it.
I heard something about that. Yeah.
Yeah. Slingshot.
Oh.
You share photos and videos by, quote, slinging them.
I don't even know what Snapchat is or how it works.
It's the thing where you send a photo and then it disappears 10 seconds later.
But they've already...
Why? It's self-destructs. It's a Mission Impossible photo.
So that's just a way for the service to get away with not renting as much server space?
I guess.
I think it's supposed to be like, you know, you can sing like naked pictures of yourself and then it's going to, you know...
And then they won't be
go
the
away.
Perfect for politicians.
Yeah. But of course, you know that nothing on the internet ever really goes away.
Or
so, yeah.
nothing on any computer ever really goes away.
Politicians or former Green Bay Packer quarterbacks.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. It's first effort, an app called Poke bombed. Facebook recently pulled the app from the App Store. Now they're trying to do it with this Slingshot thing. Facebook could not be immediately reached for comment. So I don't know if there's any controversy that they're just dealing with. It's like, yeah, we're doing a thing, but we're not going to talk about it, I guess. I don't know. Yeah. So
you want to hear about another app?
Sure.
Speaking of Brett Favre. App lets you anonymously send dick pics to a doctor for an STD diagnosis.
Those pictures are so not going to a doctor.
First Derm lets users send in pictures of their infected business to a doctor for a painless diagnosis.
We almost had a spit take. Larry almost spit all over his microphone.
All right. Okay.
All you have to do is submit two photos of your junk, a close-up, and an overview, and you'll get a result from a dermatologist within 24 hours. Costs $40 per diagnosis.
I have a question. Day to day, you've got doctors that do all sorts of different things.
Uh-huh.
Different types of doctors do all different sorts of things.
Mm-hmm.
Dermatologists look at skin, mm-hmm. deal with skin. They have to study up and look. They're diagnosing things, and they're looking and examining, talking to patients about their conditions, prescribing medications, occasionally, doing, mole removal, outpatient kind of little minor surgeries and things. Do you think there's some dude that his job is now to just sit here and stare at the pictures dicks for 8 hours a day?
Yeah. I'm trying to figure out how they...
Or do they rotate multiple dermatologists in, just everybody who's involved in this has to put an hour a day into
looking at
photos of guys' junk.
What was it? What was the phrase again? Infected
business.
Business.
Now, do you think they could team up with Facebook and sling these junk photos over real quick so that they don't end up?
So like
there
like,
forever?
Like ferrets, a herd of dicks is a business.
Sure. A group of ferrets is called a business. That is true.
Yes. It doesn't say who the doctors are that are looking at these things. So
some intern, first year out of med school. Oh, man.
Maybe not even graduated.
I don't want to look at this infected business no more.
Okay.
Infected business away from me.
Sorry, it's T-Pain microphone.
Is your business in T-Pain?
My ears are in pain.
So there's that.
You got
something else?
Yeah. Go over to your monitor there, and let's look at the photos that I sent you.
Open
the first photo.
Okay.
What does that look like, everybody?
It looks
like a girl in a car from here.
Well, you're not close enough because it looks like a doll.
Okay.
Okay.
It doesn't look real.
All right. Let's look.
Sitting in a car in the driver's seat. Is that the driver's seat?
There's some flowers next to her in the window.
Let's look at photo number two.
That must be from England because she's sitting on the right side, but holding the steering wheel.
So. Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Unless it's in a mirror.
There's some pink flowers in the background. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
She's wearing a nice blue sweater. Did you say that?
Yes. Okay. Blue sweater. Oh, no.
Now here we go. Mm-hmm. Number two.
Mm-hmm. Mike's looking more closely.
Now it definitely looks like a doll.
Yeah.
Man borrows friend's sex doll to sell old car on eBay.
No way.
Yep. We'll put the photos up. We'll link to the story. Now,
what is she pointing at? Like, here, there's some damage to the fender.
Yeah, she's kneeling by the wheel, by the front, one of the front tires, and pointing and stroking the tire.
Creepy.
Now, I would like to point out that man borrows friend's sex doll.
Right.
To sell old car on eBay.
Obviously, the...
Who borrows a sex doll?
That's what I was just going to say.
For any reason.
Yes. If I had a sex doll, I don't think I would loan it to anyone.
Old car on eBay or
wait,
not.
Wait, before you use it, can I borrow it?
Yeah.
No. I'm going to put clothes on it and pose it next to my car.
What are you going
to
do? What are you going to do with my new sex doll, Mike? I mean, we're good friends and everything, but come on. What?
Nothing that you're going to do with it when I'm done, which is why it's okay for you to lend it
to me. I'm going to use it to sell my car on eBay. Sure.
Pictures or it didn't happen.
Olivia doesn't know anything about cars.
Oh, she has a name? Is that her name?
Sure, why not?
Wait, the article doesn't tell us her name? Because you know she has a name.
She probably has.
The friend gave her a name.
Oh, the doll, which he calls Sandy.
Thank you.
Sandy doesn't know anything about cars.
She looks more like an Olivia.
I like her green shoes.
Shoes are hot.
That's
old lady shoes.
That's what you like, huh, Larry?
Yeah.
You like the green shoes.
Oh, they're nice green shoes.
Old lady shoes. The friend, who did not want to be named, said he wanted the benefits of having a model advertise products for sale without the fuss of a real person.
So neither one of them knows real women.
Right.
That's what that tells us.
Why? Oh, my God.
Oh, no.
Angus Dean, the man who is selling the 1990 Volkswagen Golf, said that he's used the doll successfully before. This is not a first-time thing for this guy.
So he didn't get to it before the friend did. Ew.
How fun. What do you got? Are we going to do dueling
wow
stories? Do you have a good wow story, maybe?
Well, I already...
Thanks for coming over, Larry.
No problem.
Well, exactly. I guess this is the weird one. So Apple, along with other companies, technology companies, they publish their patents all the time, and these patents get released. You know, people look at them. There are whole websites that are devoted to, you know, overanalyzing these patents to try to figure out what the next big thing is going to be.
Right. Okay. Use your words.
Oh, look at that. This article is written by Mikey Campbell.
Our love child?
Ew. Apple has released a patent for a iPhone camera lens actuator made out of artificial muscle.
Oh, cyborg.
Yeah.
Cyborg.
It's going to have an eye in it.
Oh.
Yeah.
Here come the machines.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. So this is work this into your monkeys with guns on sentient elephants scenario.
Yeah. Well, that's just the animals rising up. I'm also worried about zombies and the rise of machines.
Robots, yeah. So yeah, here's where robot eyes are gonna come from.
No. Okay, right back at you.
Uh-oh.
Artificial womb. Like the Matrix.
What?
Artificial womb.
The
like,
artificial
womb. Oh, you mean like the bubbles that they were in with the goo? Yeah.
With the cord stuck into their back and all that kind of thing? I don't know if there's...
The plugs?
Yeah. One by one, the eggs were transferred from their test tubes to the larger containers where the embryos could develop further. They're working on actual
human
wounds.
Embryos.
Like this thing is
so
going
you
to
don't need a surrogate carry, mother anymore.
This is going to carry a creature, a living, breathing being.
Yeah.
To full term.
Right. So like whenever that was in the 80s or whenever they came out with test tube babies and that this was the thing that people were thinking of, which was what it was not.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But now it is.
Right. Extra uterine fetal incubation.
Ooh. Extra uterine.
They have taken goat fetuses, threaded catheters through the large vessels in the umbilical cord, and supplied the fetuses with oxygenated blood while suspending them in incubators that contain artificial amniotic fluid heated to body temperature.
Huh. Huh.
And so those things are going to get cameras in their eyes. And then it's all done.
Yeah. All right. Enjoy it while it lasts.
Yeah. The super weirdness of this and the fact that it's actually happening and existing, I don't want to try to go into it because I don't know enough about it. We'll link to it. You can look it up. I'm sure that you can find other things about it. But I would like to throw out there to all the women that I've heard every so often, there's some woman will say something like, you know, other than your sperm, we don't really need men because the woman bears the child.
Right.
Well... Guess what, ladies? We don't need you.
We got the sex doll. We got the fake uterus. Wow, is there any way to implant that thing in there?
Whoa. Sandy, how do you feel about that?
I don't know, Craig.
I don't want to give birth to a goat. they're testing it with goats right now.
Wow.
Go science.
Yep. Yeah. All right, so some slightly more normal news. Did you hear about YouTube is preparing a music subscription service?
I have not heard about that.
Yeah, so I so
why
this is,
it's all free on there now?
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, they're trying.
We
to
found
out.
The Hello Larry theme song on YouTube. We can find anything.
Find anything.
But apparently, they're going to block videos from indie labels.
Oh, I did hear about that. Now I remember. Yes.
No.
Well,
it's all just rumor. YouTube is, I guess, somebody said that they're... No, that's not true.
Well, that's rude.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I don't know why. I could have read this beforehand, but I didn't. Because I was busy eating.
Good.
My bad.
See where your priorities lie. Yeah. See, you can't handle having one blog, one 10-minute food blog every other week and a podcast that's an hour long.
I have a day job.
It was 11 minutes.
Oh, sorry. Pardon me.
Just like the first episode. And now I have a video for us to watch.
Uh-oh.
We're going into sports news, because then we're going to talk about the World Cup.
Okay.
Unless you have something else.
Okay. Go.
Yadier Molina is a great catcher, but did you know that he plays for the St. Louis Cardinals? That's right, the St. Louis Cardinals. Do you want another St. Louis Cardinal to star in an All-Star game? Isn't there a better way? There is. Jonathan Lucroy is not only the best catcher in the National League, but most importantly, he's not a St. Louis Cardinal. So this year, make your voice heard. Cast a ballot for change. Cardinals fans need to know that enough is enough. Status quo no longer flies. The best catcher in baseball plays in Milwaukee. Vote Jonathan Lucroy.
I'm Jonathan Lucroy, and I approve this message.
So that's now awesome. Baseball players are producing political ads for voting in the All-Star game.
Jeez.
Yeah, so there you go. And there's more of these, but that was the one that I saw.
Wow. I am so-and-so, and I approve this message.
Yeah.
Not that I'm a baseball watcher, but did you hear about Bartolo Colon?
No.
The Mets pitcher.
I've heard that
I
name.
Know who he is.
Who got a, who hit himself on base.
What?
He hit the ball and got on base for the first time in 9 years.
Nice.
Wow.
I guess he's like a fan favorite. When he comes, he's come so close to getting a base hit every so often. Everybody loves him. He's kind of, he's a little pudgy.
Yeah.
He's really adorable. but he, yeah, he got on base. I guess, I think he got a double and then he got, he scored. He got knocked, hit in.
Oh, he actually scored. Following. Very nice.
So it'll be another 9 years, which will be 18 years for a pitcher. Yeah, good luck lasting 18 years and keeping your arm working well for 18 years. I don't think he may never hit another. He may never actually get on base again.
Yeah.
Outside of, you know, getting beaned.
Now, who was the player in the World Cup that played? No, not the player, but the team that got their first goal in like.
Just
30 years or something
in this World Cup.
Yeah, it happened yesterday.
Oh, yesterday.
Okay, well, we're talking World Cup news.
Yeah.
Okay, go. I don't have much to say. I haven't watched a single second of it. I don't give a crap about it. I've seen the photos of the really hot female fans that the people keep posting online.
Well, I didn't bring my vuvuzela because I don't have one, but I
wearing
this.
Their colors. Oh.
My tiny cowbell.
Woo!
Merca.
It says more cowbell. It
says more cowbell on it, Craig.
Are you leaving
Sorry,
them here with
ahead.
Us?
No.
No? You did bring a gavel.
Yes.
So.
I don't know how I feel about either one of them.
Never. Sorry, I got nothing. I got to bring props.
It's my stick.
It's my thing.
Don't bring your thing here anymore.
So, but if it should get infected, there's an app for that.
That's true.
World Cup.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
So you care?
Do I care? Yes.
Yeah. Okay. You don't?
Yeah. No, I don't. Know. Go ahead. Yeah. I'll ask questions. You guys can talk.
I remember 4 years ago, we watched like the end of it, like the last couple of matches.
Yeah.
And it was actually kind of fun. I enjoyed it. And I thought, well, crap, I could have been watching this all
the whole time.
Now I got to wait another 4 years. So here we are 4 years later. I'm making sure to try to tune in a little bit here and there.
Was the match 1-0? Because that's exciting.
The last one I watched that yesterday ended 2-2.
Mm-hmm. Oh, and it ended on a tie. Excellent. Yeah, that happens all the time, too.
Yeah, and the announcer said that was the perfect ending.
The announcer's an a-hole. That's a horrible ending.
It was Germany
it was
and Ghana.
A great game. Yes, yeah. It was Germany and Ghana.
I did watch.
So you enjoy
in the USA
so
group.
You enjoy watching 30 men exercise for 90 minutes.
Yes, I do.
That's some cardio right there.
Well, who won the World Cup 4 years ago, Mike? Do you remember?
It was Spain.
Correct. Yeah. And do you know who is the already out of the World Cup this year?
Spain.
Correct. Yeah.
Wah, wah.
Jeez.
Spain lost their first two matches. And they have been eliminated already. Other teams that have been eliminated, notables, let's see. Australia, the Socceroos are out.
Do they not have like another set of brackets for all the people that lose out quickly to just so that they can keep playing and do something?
No.
Like they do in schools?
No.
So that when you have a big tournament day that the people, you don't have a kid show up one day, you know, show up in the morning and lose immediately and don't have to go home right away?
No. This is big boy sports.
Okay. Big boy. Gotcha.
So Cameroon has been eliminated.
Cameroon.
The first match I watched was
so is England, yeah.
Was Switzerland and Argentina.
Okay.
Where Switzerland won with like 15 seconds left in stoppage time.
I don't think that was
wait, you sure?
Was it? Maybe it was. I don't remember. I don't have all the tables in front of me.
But then I watched Argentina win yesterday.
Yes.
Who did they play?
I don't remember.
Me neither.
There's so many games. It's hard.
I don't even know half of these countries.
I know who's in the USA's group. It's Germany, US, Portugal.
Group G.
Ghana. Yes.
Yes.
The group of death.
And
I didn't even think we were going to get out of the group, but we actually won our game against Ghana. So
who? Yeah, that's what they said about the game with Germany yesterday. Like, wow, this really says something about the US team that they beat Ghana when Germany's...
They got
having
lucky.
A hard time. You think? I didn't watch the game. I missed that game.
Oh,
but
no.
I will
game.
Be seeing the U.S. play today with
yes.
you.
Indeed.
Yes. And beers.
And beers. They're playing Portugal today. And Cristiano Ronaldo and his gelled hair.
I haven't seen a picture of him yet.
Is his gelled hair one of the feature?
Oh, it is very players? Featured, yes.
So he, yes. Is, he is now tied with Miroslav Klose from Germany.
For most goals.
For most goals as of yesterday.
As we record this on Sunday.
Yeah. As of yesterday, Saturday. The Saturday before the Wednesday that you're downloading this podcast.
Yeah.
Yes, I saw an Onion article that was talking about, I showed you the teams. So there was also one about players, and like Cristiano Ronaldo, his main strength was his the grease of his hair gel all over his body helps him to easily slip away from defenders.
Yeah. Like the Netherlands, their weakness is that their wooden clogs slow players down considerably.
Yes.
We have a few more.
Yeah.
Cameroon?
Yeah. What about him?
I am Nanja Ibuko, exchange student from Cameroon.
You're welcome. Yeah. I'm just amusing myself over here while you guys talk soccer.
That way.
I was like, I know what that's from.
Cameroon always runs in pretty places.
Now I'm craving jerky beef.
Yes.
Would you like some beef jerky?
Beef jerky time.
Well done, Craig. I have successfully derailed the World Cup discussion.
Good job. All right.
Germany's weakness, crippling fear of disappointing Angela Merkel. Who is this?
I don't know what any of this stuff means.
Spain. They're out. So we don't care.
Portugal's a funny one, too.
England's weakness is they insist on the spelling W-O-U-R-L-D. World Cup. France.
Their weakness.
France is good. Come on. Read all of them. France is really good.
Okay. Strength. Great individual chemistry on roster. New crop of promising young talent finally ready to implode on international stage. Weakness. Lacks veteran player capable of delivering headbutts in clutch situations. Roster. 23 assholes. Formation. Whatever feels right. Players you'll remember after the World Cup. None whatsoever. And their target to finish tournament without embarrassing entire country this time. What happened last time?
They lost.
They're France.
Ghana's offensive style, you know, just kick the ball and look for the best. Every player's backstory is inspiring.
Inspiring.
And their target to get some good pictures of that giant Jesus statue. Because it's in Rio.
Yeah.
Or, well, it's in Brazil. But what was the one that...
Portugal's really good. I think it's like one of the last ones. Okay. It's pretty funny. I thought it was funny.
United States, FIFA World Ranking 14, actual World Ranking 37. Portugal.
Yeah.
Read the whole thing.
Yeah.
Strength. Painted on uniforms allow players to run freely without being hindered by shirts or shoes. Are they tight? Is that what they're trying to say? Weakness. Paltry bribery war chest. Starting 11. Ronaldo and 10 other guys. Biggest advantage. Fluency in Portuguese allows players to more easily get around Brazil. That's true. That's actually true. World Cup preparation. Entire team has been practicing writhing on the ground in pain for months. That is really annoying.
Yes, that's very annoying.
Flopping, they call it. Yeah. So, yeah.
World Cup news. Back to you, Craig.
Portugal's uniform is entirely red.
Is it?
Yes.
Yeah, there's like... It's like red on red on red on red on red with red accents on red.
Oh,
which is odd. Don't you normally see at least two colors?
Usually.
Iran's is all red too. The ones playing. They lost to Argentina yesterday.
Oh yeah, yeah. That's
in the final
yes.
minutes. Like I think the first minute of stoppage time.
Yeah.
Argentina broke the tie.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess those are tight uniforms. They're form fitting. They're not. I was waiting for it to be like stretched to tight spandex.
Yeah,
where you could see, you know.
Can a dermatologist make a diagnosis?
You could see the glass cutters and tell whether or not they were circumcised. It's not that kind of just, but it's all red. That's weird. Sorry.
It is weird.
All right. So what else? What else do we have to talk about?
Maybe this. It wrapped up this week.
Did you watch it?
I watched 7 episodes yesterday, so yes.
Oh, you
I watched
did?
The rest of
you
it.
You finished! Yay!
We can to the podcast.
We don't have to spoil it for you.
Yes. Yes. Fargo.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, yeah.
The television series.
Oofta.
Oofta.
Jeez.
Set in Minnesota. Or very little of it actually takes place in Fargo.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just the
although
guys
it,
up
some
in
of it actually does take place in
yes.
Fargo. More than the movie.
That's true. The movie doesn't have a lot of Fargo in it either. I don't know why they... I guess that's just the Coen brothers' sense of humor. It's like, we're going to mention Fargo mm-hmm.
right.
and call the movie Fargo, mm-hmm. but the movie,
not actually
but it's going to take place elsewhere.
Well, where did the movie take place?
Oh, what was the name of... Well, I mean...
It's
Marge drove around.
Yeah, but it was
and it took place. You know, it took place in where, whatever town.
Bemidji, right? Isn't that it?
No, it was
no.
Now
we gotta look it up. But it took place where William H. Macy's character lived.
Right.
But then the crooks like they left. They actually crossed state line, didn't they? I think they went into South Dakota at some point.
I think so. Yeah.
Or maybe North Dakota. They went, they went somewhere.
Brainerd.
That's right.
So, and some Marge was driving around. Margie
Gunderson.
She was driving around a bunch. And this time around, we have a female cop, too.
Mm-hmm. Molly. Was that her name?
Yes.
Molly Salverson.
Who also is pregnant at one point in the show.
Yeah.
Eventually. Okay. Hold on. Here we go.
Oh, sorry.
Spoiler.
Spoilers galore, everybody.
Yeah, we're going to ruin this whole thing for you.
Unless you've already watched it. Like Craig.
It's only 10 episodes.
Yeah, it's not that long.
Yeah, it's easy to watch.
You should have watched it like Craig did.
Yeah, I scrambled
70% of it yesterday.
I scrambled to get caught up. Yeah. But I
Although,
enjoyed it.
Long episodes, though.
Yeah, they tended to be, yeah.
Actual running time of about or over an hour
yeah.
for each one.
Did you watch it on demand?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, which annoying is because you can't fast forward through the commercials.
Yeah, but it's like one commercial each
yeah,
time.
Yeah, that's pretty annoying. No,
we DVR'd it.
Of course you did.
So, what'd you think?
I thought it was a little slow to start, but once it got going, I loved it. So looked forward to it every week. Can't wait for it to come back.
Is it coming back?
Yeah.
Or is it just a one-time thing?
Are they going to do the American Horror Story thing where it's a completely different cast of characters?
I don't
continuing
know.
The story? Because they've set up now what the common thread is. They're going to follow the money.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe.
The money that Steve Buscemi buried in the snow. At the end of the movie, and marked with a red ice
right.
paper.
And then somebody found and then buried again.
I know, and I haven't seen
again.
I haven't seen the movie in forever, and I'm sitting there and I see Oliver Platt's character. I'm looking at, does he have a red ice scraper framed under glass?
Did you
on
notice
his
it
wall?
Beforehand?
Yeah, and I was like,
I
and I was thinking, what the? I mean, this guy's weird, but what the hell is that?
I thought about
and then
that.
When he got out and they do the flashback, and he's on the side of the road, and his wife has just berated him, and he's failing his family, and they're out of gas with the U-Haul trailer on the back of the car,
mm-hmm.
and he looks over at the fence line, and there's the red ice scraper handle sticking out. I'm like, holy crap!
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah,
there's the little right nod to the people that watched the movie.
I noticed it after that.
Yeah.
In his office frame,
after they showed
glass.
That scene, yeah.
And but I'm like that. Oh, I know they showed it before. I just didn't.
And
see
the
it.
The beauty of it is that you didn't have to see the movie to just be able to go with that. You get
no. It didn't matter at all.
He found some money
mm-hmm.
and he framed the ice scraper that was there.
Gee, I wonder how that money got there.
But if you saw the movie,
it was
you
put
knew.
There by Steve yeah. Buscemi before he got fed into a wood chipper. Whoa, movie spoilers.
That movie's almost 20 years old.
That's old enough that we're not really spoiling it for anyone.
If you don't know that...
If you haven't seen it by now.
If you don't know the joke, I'm not going to get into specifics because we're not going to spoil other Coen Brother movies, but Steve Buscemi dies in a series of Coen Brothers movies, and every time there's less of him at the end. And Fargo is not the last one in that series, where all that's left of him is his foot.
Yeah.
With a sock still on it. Yeah.
Yep.
So I guess that's your partner in the wood chipper there.
That was Allison's comment was the show's really good, but what really puts it over the top is seeing all of these famous actors doing that accent. Because even Billy Bob got in on the action, his character just talks like Billy Bob Thornton.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
There's that one episode where he pretends to be a priest.
A reverend,
from Duluth.
Keeps calling everybody young fella and saying oofta.
Yeah, that was the episode where everybody said oofta.
Did you notice that? Did you watch the beginning when they do the previously on? Did you not catch that? Because you DVR'd it, so you just probably fast-forwarded right to it.
No. We saw those. They would say like
erstwhile.
Yeah.
that's an ism.
There was another. There were other ones too.
From the Scandinavian languages. Yeah. Yes, erstwhile. On Fargo.
I thought it was great. The whole series was good. I liked it.
Twists and turns. I was a little bit concerned that they were gonna because Coen Brothers movies have a tendency to have like a couple of out of left field moments.
Mm-hmm.
And they happen at different points, and there's usually one right at the end. Mm-hmm. And then there's usually, some other ones in the middle where it's just something, just holy crap, somebody gets shot out of nowhere.
Yeah.
Or somebody, does something completely unexpected. And I'm just like, well, if they do two or three of these moments every episode, it's gonna be freaking chaos by the end of the series. But they didn't.
No.
They managed to keep it rolling forward with they had a little moment here and there, but they didn't go nuts every episode.
It was extremely well done. Well written.
I want to know how all the Coen brothers, bad guys, they always really have a really extensive medical knowledge, it seems like.
You're talking about Billy Bob with his busted leg?
And then you go to No Country for Old Men, when he gets shot in the leg and he's got, have you seen the movie?
I haven't seen that.
Oh, come on.
I have.
Okay. And then he breaks into the thing and he knows exactly what to steal and fixes his leg all up. And
well, I think when you're that kind of a person,
he's a
bounty hunter.
You learn that kind of a thing.
Yeah.
I mean, he's like a really bad criminal bounty hunter.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Billy Bob, yeah.
Well, no, he's not bad. He's a bad person.
Right.
He's good at his job.
Right.
Correct.
It goes poorly for him this time around.
He's evil, like the fruits of the devil. Yeah.
But I think you probably, if you're going to be that kind of guy and you can't go to a hospital or an emergency room, you probably have to figure out
how to treat your own gunshot wound.
Set your own broken leg.
Billy Bob manages to get his leg snapped in a bear trap, somehow get back to the thing, and then fix his leg, set his leg with a piece of string tied to the windowsill.
To pull the bone out so it could snap back into place.
And they showed
it. Yeah, pulls out his little doctor kit.
Well, it was after he injected himself with what I presume was morphine.
I would hope it would be some serious painkiller because, that didn't look good at all.
And then Colin Hanks comes in and
says enough of that noise.
Well, there was the whole thing about the
Before we get to the end, the tail end, we're not going to go through it, episode by episode, but as far as some of the earlier stuff that was fun. I like Adam Goldberg.
Oh, me too.
That partnering him and whoever that other guy was that was the deaf guy.
Yeah.
The deaf fella and the deaf fella's
who
partner.
Survived.
Yes. Well, the deaf fella and the deaf fella's partner.
Right.
As Molly's crime board said, because she never got any names. The deaf fella.
Her crime board, which eventually turned into crime boards because it was just too much stuff.
That was an awesome little pairing.
Yep.
Great bit of characterization of like, we've got these two guys that are clearly partners in crime. They get they do these jobs together, and one of them is deaf and speaks in sign language, and the other one knows how to. And it makes him kind of foreboding.
Yeah.
He was like a little scary because he wouldn't speak to you. He would just sign angrily at you and you wouldn't know what he was saying.
They had their own shorthand too. Like I don't think You know, he wasn't signing out full sentences to each other.
Yeah.
It was just like real quick.
Well, that's,
and a lot of it was looks.
That's a little bit of what sign language is like, though, too.
Right.
But I think they took it to an extreme.
Well, I think they had to in order to just kind of keep things moving.
Well, I think
sign every single word and you have to letter sign words that don't have words in sign language, it takes a long time.
I think it was obvious to me, at least. It seemed like these two guys had been working together for a long time.
Right.
And so pretty much knew, you know, what, you know, could read stuff off of each other.
And then when they've got, they're out there with the giant ice auger and they're going to get information out of Lester. And they played off the fact that dude's deaf. Didn't hear his partner get tased and stun gunned and Lester run off. That was great. He just kept sitting there with the ice auger.
He wouldn't have felt the vibrations because of the equipment.
Yeah.
Yeah.
great set of characters.
And how about Lester? What a transformation there, huh?
Dude, horrible person. Terrible, terrible person.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
I couldn't believe it. I was
who
wow.
knew?
Yeah. He.
Who knew that a-hole was residing
deep down inside little mousy, stepped-on guy?
Yeah.
Who had been stepped on all of his life and finally decided, okay, I'm just going to go ahead and get people killed. And
yeah, at first you felt kind of sorry for him, and then...
I stopped feeling sorry for him almost immediately.
Oh, yeah.
I stopped feeling sorry for him when he started to enjoy it.
Yeah.
I shouldn't say almost immediately on the last seven episodes. So it was probably like halfway through the run of the show where I was like, I don't feel sorry for this guy anymore. He has to get his in the end. I was just waiting to see how it was going to happen.
And he did. He ended up back in that hole in the ice.
Which I wish they wouldn't have foreshadowed with the beginning of the episode.
Yeah.
It would have been more surprising. Yep. He would have just been running across the ice and whoop, done.
I agree. I don't know why they showed us that.
Because that's exactly the kind of thing you expect from the Coen brothers, is that like you think, holy crap, he's going to get away. And then the ice breaks and he falls in. And you're like, nope, not so much.
Right.
Keith Carradine. he was entertaining.
He was playing himself, basically. He doesn't act too much anymore, but he was interesting. I was kind of hoping
he
was starting to figure out there was something weird with Malvo.
Yeah.
When he was at the diner there toward the end, and I was kind of waiting for one of these, either with Malvo or with
Lester, where
he's going to figure out something's actually going on.
The scene where Malvo had parked out front in the red BMW and Molly comes
in the back
just
as he's
leaving.
Walking out. Yeah.
Yeah.
And he walks past the cops at that moment.
Yeah.
Or the FBI guys.
The FBI guys. Key and Peele.
The worst FBI guys in the history of the FBI.
Like Rosencrantz and Guildenstern.
Yeah, but giant gunfight going on inside that building.
Yeah.
They're across the street.
In a car, and Malvo walks right past them with a machine gun in his arms.
Not so much the problem. He started using that machine gun. And they didn't figure out something was going on until somebody got tossed out a window.
Yeah.
Worst FBI agents.
Like, what, did they have their earbuds in or something? Like,
I went back and I was like, did they have the music on? Did they have something going on that was just distracting them?
They're just too caught up in their
own crap. They kind of explained it away later because they said something like, you know, we're day 100 and, or day, you know, 265 when nothing happening.
Yeah.
But they were just sitting there.
Staking out
the
crime syndicates.
They were bored.
Yeah. That was Fargo. That was the stuff that happened in Fargo.
Yeah.
I like the riddle. The fox, the rabbit, and the cabbage.
Oh, gosh.
There's a few riddles.
I loved how the one kept insisting, just stuff the cabbage in the rabbit and stuff the rabbit in the fox and eat it like a turducken. That's how you get them all across.
We'll try
I knew the answer to that riddle.
We'll try
I'd
that
heard
on.
It before, yeah.
Try that on the next food blog.
Ew, I don't know what fox tastes like. I've never had rabbit, but I know people eat them. I don't know that people eat fox.
Fox rabbitage?
Yeah, so I was trying to figure out what was I going to be.
A fox rabbitage?
Fox rabbitage, yeah, that's what it would be. It's two food groups.
Sounds delicious.
And then he's kind of tooling along, and all of a sudden, and I didn't notice him, didn't catch him, when Lester sees Malvo at the table when he's in Vegas. And I didn't catch who he was talking to.
Oh, it was. It was.
They're in the elevator.
Yeah.
And it's Stephen Root.
Yeah.
And I'm like, hey, it's a Coen Brothers movie. Hey, all right, Stephen Root's here. Now it's a Coen Brothers movie.
Brothers
oh,
movie.
Stephen Root's dead.
No.
Yeah, he didn't last long.
Nope.
Was he in Vegas looking for a stapler?
And he was probably there singing, having somebody sing into his can.
Yeah. That old timey music there. He did have kind of like some cross-eyed looking thing going on. I'm not sure what that was.
I think that's just kind of how the guy looks.
Is that just how he looks?
He does look like that all the time.
He was
yeah.
really cross-eyed in Oh Brother, Where Art Thou.
Yeah.
Because he was blind.
He was
so
on,
he didn't use his eyes, and so his eyes were just kind of pointing in odd directions.
He was on 24 in the last full season of 24 okay. from 4 years ago. He ended up getting killed by the mole and stuffed into the wall where they never found him.
What?
And that was like halfway through. It was like episode 10 or 12 or something. She just kills. It was Starbuck kills him.
Poor Steven.
And stuffs his body.
Katie Sackhoff.
Yeah, and stuffs his body in the wall.
Wow.
You know, there's like some kind of panel and you take it off and there's all, you know, wires and stuff in there. She just shoves him in there.
I think we need to go and take a look at interesting ways in which
Stephen
Root
has died.
he died in True Blood.
Did he?
Yeah. He was early seasons of True Blood. Sorry, everybody.
Did he die on news radio?
No, Jimmy James never died. But he died a kind of a sad death in True Blood. He got captured by two people who were addicted to vampire blood. Vampire blood is like a drug to humans, which, by the way, happened for the first season and then never again.
They don't talk about it.
Well, they talk about there's one time when they make a big thing out of it, but for like the last three seasons, people are drinking vampire blood like crazy and nobody's ever getting high. Unless all these people just have tolerances, apparently.
Yeah.
But he gets captured by two... It's one of the main characters and his girlfriend.
They're
junkies, basically.
Vampire blood receptors are burned out.
Well, no, they capture him and they just bleed him and, you know, just drink his blood. Rather than going out and paying for expensive vampire blood, they just keep a vampire in their duct taped to a lawn chair in their basement. And he's just this poor little. He's just like this. It doesn't really play into the story, but they do something. You know, they do introduce the fact that he was gay. In life, mm-hmm. and you know, as a vampire, therefore he's also gay, and you know he's adorable, and he's harmless, and he's just a dude who wants to go and find a boyfriend and
poor
be
Steven.
A vampire, just be happy, and just bleed him dry, and then he gets made into a big bag of blood and killed because that's how vampires die in True Blood. They explode.
Poor Stephen Root.
Anyway, I didn't need to sidetrack on that. So the ending of Fargo.
The whole thing about Predator and Prey.
Mm-hmm. Interesting.
And Gus figures out the riddle, even though Molly had told him.
Right.
That it was the reason why we see all the shades of green.
Oh, yeah.
Did you catch that?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
That we evolved it so that we could see predators coming through the woods and the jungle.
Mm-hmm.
And, basically, what he's saying is, you know, it's dog eat dog kind of a thing.
Yeah.
And that's why he just shoots him cold blood.
Yeah.
Doesn't even let him get up off the couch or threaten him and all. Just fires three bullets into him. And then he wakes up from the shock of having three bullets in his torso. He's got the blood in his teeth. And he's literally growling and baring his teeth.
Like he's going to come at him.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like he's the wolf.
Yeah.
And then he puts two more in his face.
Yeah. That pretty much did it.
And scene.
Yeah. It was good. That was good.
And then
they got me. They caught me. I was not expecting him to come back from that.
No.
Put three in his chest. And
I
like,
had
right,
forgotten about
it.
his briefcase full of tapes.
I completely forgotten about that. That was actually a little disappointing.
You think?
They are setting Molly up through the whole season to be a very, very good police officer, a detective.
Mm-hmm.
She figures it all out. She never lets it go. Like, unlike all the other cops, just
she was
on
to it from the very beginning.
Mm-hmm. She was on to there's something wrong with this, and she stayed on it for
over a year.
The show covers. And in the end, it was not her detective work that catches Malvo. That I was a little disappointed in. It was random.
Yeah. The wolf
Gus,
stopping Gus's
Gus
car.
Looked to the left
yep.
and saw the car
yep.
and went inside.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
and it wasn't her detective work.
But she was right all along.
She was right. That's
like
true.
She said, like they said at the end, he gets the commendation.
Right.
Gus does.
Yeah.
And she says, that's okay. I get to be chief. The last line
Fair
of the
enough.
Show.
Fair enough.
Yep.
Good stuff. And the actress has, was in, guess how many credits Alison Tolman has, who plays Molly.
Molly.
Sulverson.
Before this?
Before this. Guess how many credits she has.
One?
Three.
Yeah, I was going to say, I don't think it's a lot.
I've never seen her.
She's got a spectacular career ahead of her because
this
is the fourth thing she's in, and she carried that show.
Oh, uh-huh. Yeah.
I mean, there was a lot of great cast. Billy Bob was awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Great bad guy. And Martin Freeman was very good. There's a lot of great character actors doing small parts and things. But, you know, she was at the heart of everything that was going on.
Yep.
And for like kind of an unknown. Really, really well done.
That show really was her story.
Yeah.
Yeah.
More so than it was Lester or Malvo.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
Right. And even, you know, because it's, you know, with those two guys, okay, we've said spoilers, so here, you know, and we've kind of already talked about both of them. It's the end of their stories.
Yeah.
It's only the beginning of hers. Because before this, she was just, you know, small town deputy.
Mm-hmm.
And now she's going to be something. You know, so whether or not this is going to turn into...
So speaking of, yes, is this going to be...
The second season is going to have the same people. There's going to be a second season.
Okay, cool.
But they're not talking...
Sweet.
They say it will be very different. Well, season two of Fargo will be very different if there is a season two.
Oh.
I don't know that. I mean, this is just one article that I found really quickly. Hypothetical second season will definitely not be a continuation of this year's plot. But, I mean, there doesn't
That's
have
cool.
to be because the main bad guys are, it's taken care of. Yeah. The case is solved.
They don't have to do the whole heroes thing.
Well, I remember reading about it before it even started, and they said that the intention would be more like American Horror Story.
Right, where it'll be essentially a miniseries. And there'll be some common threads that run through it set in that kind of world.
Right.
There'll be a
life,
lot of,
maybe.
There'll be
the
a
money.
Lot of snow.
Maybe they can bring back actors and have them play different people. Although I don't know that they would do that.
I don't know. It's not like the Coen brothers don't ever bring back the same actor. Movie to movie to movie. John Goodman, Steve Buscemi. Nearly everybody.
George Clooney.
John Turturro.
Yeah, Clooney.
Just about everybody they've ever worked with has been in multiple movies.
Holly Hunter.
That's right. You know what else has already been renewed for season two, and it hasn't even come out yet?
Yeah,
season
I heard
one.
About this.
Speaking of Bob Odenkirk, who was also in Fargo, played an excellent character there. The
chief.
Who will become the former chief once Molly takes over.
Right.
Because he just can't stomach it. Literally, he gets sick and throws up whenever. At crime scenes or wherever anybody even talks about it. Like, I love the scene where he was trying to describe how Lester's wife had the feathers from the hood on her jacket embedded into her. Better Call Saul's already been renewed for a
second season.
Even though the first season hasn't come out yet and has been delayed until early next year. It's supposed to be this November.
Well, we'll see what happens. So that wrapped up. So did Orphan Black, but you guys haven't been watching that.
No. I haven't. Although, I've heard it's really good, though.
We've been told we need to watch it.
Yeah, I might start watching it.
It's incredibly good.
Okay.
Orphan Black, on it. I will start watching
Orphan Black, BBC America. Check your local provider.
Is it not also
on
Netflix?
Both seasons are here. No, but both seasons are available right now for months.
Okay.
Until the end of September,
There's only
I think.
Two seasons?
Yeah, it's only two in it.
Why did I think it was...
And they're 10-episode seasons.
Oh, that's easy.
So somewhere down the road, maybe we'll have Andy on. We'll talk about that a little bit because I know he's the one who nudged me toward checking it out. And so right before the second season started, I watched the first season because they had, you know, like they do, they always have the whole catalog up there for people to catch up on. Great show for mysteries that actually get solved, but they keep finding more mysteries that actually get solved and then more mysteries that actually get solved. So you feel like you're actually getting somewhere with
this. Wow, it sounds like it'd wear you out after a while.
Yeah, but it's only 10 episodes a pop.
Oh, okay.
You know, they've only had about, I'd say, 8 or 10 major mysteries. But they solve one every, you know, three episodes or so.
So there you go.
And they keep you, and they keep you guessing, and they do some really amazing things. And the actress who portrays five of the roughly 12 main characters, because it's one actress who plays all these characters.
They're like clones, right?
They're clones.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
Is amazing.
Well, yeah, you'd have to be to play five different people.
Well, it's just everything about it too, because I find myself losing track of the fact that it's, even when I'm watching, this episode had four
of the clones
in a room together at the same time, and I'm sitting there thinking, and then there's two other characters, and I'm like, there's six people in this room, but there's only three actors, and I didn't think that until the scene was done. The whole time the scene was going on, I was just watching all the characters interact. And I was, because there was the first time one of the clones meets other ones. And so it was kind of a big moment. And it's, you know, it's written well, it's choreographed well to deal with, you know, the visual effects are great, but then every little thing about her, the way she speaks with accents, she has different gestures and, body language for the characters. They're all very distinct. So I never notice that it's the same person. And they even said they, like, one of the, I read an interview or a story about the show once a while back where they said they have a person who's on set whose job
is to be her.
Only to watch how she acts so that they can stop a take and say, you just laughed like Allison. You're playing Helena right now. You can't laugh like Allison. You just pointed at somebody like Cosima. Because they figured out exactly how each of these characters will do every little nuanced movement.
That's crazy.
So you just you ran your fingers through your hair like Sarah.
It's a clone continuity director.
Yes. And I think it's that kind of thing that helps the performance actually be what it is, because there is such nuance.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you could have a person just say they're a bunch of different characters and put them in different wigs and different clothes, but it's how she holds herself. It's how she walks, how she runs. How she points at people is different. How she runs her hand through her hair is different. I've, you know, now that I've read that stuff, I've actually kind of looked a couple times, and I'm like, yeah, it is really nuanced. So anyway.
It's crazy.
I'll stop yammering about it. It's a really good show. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So I guess that about does it.
We never got to Sorden.
Oh!
Sorden, thank you for the like on Facebook, and I've corrected the spelling of your name in that episode description. It is S-O-R-D-E-N, not sword-in.
That's how I phonetically wrote it down.
Come on down to the sword-in. Or what was your thing?
It was like a lock-in.
Like a lock-in.
But everybody has swords.
Yeah, so you see, what we're going to do is have all the teenagers come down to the high school gymnasium with their swords, and we're going to lock them in overnight. And whoever survives wins the Hunger Games.
Exactly.
Craig is just now getting to typing the...
I don't have anything. Got an idea?
Hey, you know, do I have an idea?
Anybody?
No, but you did, that just reminded me that that episode 65 there, live from AndoCon, was the first episode with no cold open.
Oh.
Started with the theme.
Oh, sure. True. Well, because we were recording there. And,
oh, right. That's true.
You just went with from AndoCon to make,
and because
to make the point.
I didn't want to, right.
Didn't want to. I didn't want to take away from that.
I didn't want to take away from that, and I didn't want to take the time to find a clip
from 2 hours
to
of
cold
audio
open that would then, you know, supplant live from AndoCon as being,
The title. Well, that was very good of you.
Yes, my laziness paid off.
Okay.
All right. So that about does it. Thank you, Larry.
Hey, thank you.
Goodbye,
for having
Larry.
Me.
We don't have that theme.
No.
See you later.
Yeah, see you at the soccer match.
Oh, yeah, we're going to go watch soccer.
Craig?
With T-Pain.
No, I'm going
home. You're not
going
to go watch soccer.
USA.
No.
Do goal.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Oh, God.
Now, one thing, just very briefly going back to that, one thing I noticed, I like to watch the matches on the actual Are you?
Point of order. You like to watch matches what now?
On the Spanish network.
Uh huh.
Because I can see what's going on. And
yes,
I don't understand the rules anyway, so I don't care what they're talking about.
And they're so excited.
I just want to hear them say goal. But something I noticed is each of the announcers has their own signature way.
Oh, they do.
To say goal.
Yes.
And I thought of I came up with mine.
Okay.
This is how if I were a Spanish language soccer announcer,
mm-hmm.
and I was to say goal, or even if I was English language or whatever, I would do it like an aftermarket 1990s car alarm.
Okay.
Goal, 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 goal. So that one's awesome. Taken. I'm claiming it.
That's awesome. Okay.
All right. So thank you, Larry.
Thank once again.
You. That about does it.
Yes. Where can
you're supposed to ask me where they can find us.
I'm thrown. We're back to our normal format. I feel like there should be an hour more.
We're
of
sitting
talking.
Across from each other. I can look at you and give
instead
you cues and
an
stuff
audience.
And yeah. And I can see you looking at me with disgust.
That's thinly veiled contempt.
Oh, thank you.
Thinly.
Yeah.
Thinly veiled.
Very thinly. Yeah. They can find us.
Where can they find us, Mike?
At nerdburgershow.com, at nerdburgershow on the Twitters and the Facebook, and email us, nerdburgershow@gmail.com.
On the next episode of Nerdburger, Craig gets sick of all of Mike's little doodads and noisemakers over there and takes them all away.
Aww.
So get them out of your system now, Mike.